Welcome to Sestercast, the Orphan Black podcast. I'm Jean McDonald, and I'm literally here with my co-host, Kathy Campbell. Hey, Kathy.
We are physically together again, and this time we're going to be physically together to record the podcast the entire way through. Before, when we did an in-person recording, we were in separate rooms. But this time, we are together for a very special reason. Would you like to tell our listeners what we're here for?
This is the special members-only episode of Sestercast. And for this special episode, we have decided to do a commentary track for Orphan Black Season 1, Episode 1, also known as the one that makes you have to watch the rest of the episodes. Right?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
It's so, actually called Natural Selection, but in my
that's
mind.
The subtitle. The subtitle is, if you watch this, you will need to watch at least the next two episodes together. We figured this would be a great members-only episode because you're going to get hit with a lot of episodes in your feed with a variety of podcasts that maybe you haven't heard before. And this is a great introduction to what our show is. Jean is rewatching, and I am watching for the first time the TV show Orphan Black, which I had never seen, but I had heard about. If this episode intrigues you, feel free to start at the beginning of our podcast, because there are no spoilers, so I am not spoiled as much as possible in the episodes for what is going to come next. So it's a great way to kind of have friends along with the journey of your experience of the show. So check it out.
Yeah, that's right. And so just to be clear, we're going to be watching this episode as a commentary track. So we have both seen it now, and you should watch it before you watch it with the commentary track, because we will not spoil anything from future episodes of Orphan Black that we've already covered. But there's just going to be things we say in this commentary track that will be based on things we already know.
Yes.
And so if you haven't watched it at all, if you want to watch it with zero idea of what is to come, as Kathy did in the beginning, then you might want to watch a few episodes before you listen to this commentary track.
We recommend the first three episodes. That's when the big...
The big reveal
is, and will change the future episodes. And so we will be talking a little bit about that in this episode. So once again, this is not an official spoiler horn, but it is an awareness to be aware of for the episode of the podcast that you are about to listen to.
Yes.
And if you are listening to our voices right now, thank you so much for being an incomparable member. We so appreciate your support for this amazing group of people that get together and get to do something that we're passionate about. So thank you.
Thank you, members. Well, shall we hit the play button?
Let's do it.
I'm so excited.
I know.
I haven't watched this in a long time. Okay, listeners, it's time for you to press play now.
All right. Train time.
Yes, so we're on a train, and I like trains, so that made me immediately like this show.
And I wanted to be cool like her in her leather jacket and her braids and stuff.
Oops, she said a bad word.
Naughty, naughty word in front of a child.
Yes, she must be a terrible person.
Absolutely.
Oh my.
Short shorts. High boots.
Yeah. So she's standing on the platform, and this right here where they say next train in New York City was the thing that made me think it was set in New York.
That's what I thought too.
For a while, and it's not. So I don't think that's a spoiler. Don't think you're in New York.
Yeah.
So she doesn't have a cell phone now?
No.
You think she's just poor?
I think that's the biggest part, is the fact that she's poor, because that's something that wouldn't be something that she would need necessarily. She wants to talk to someone named Kira, is all we know.
Yeah. bitch. She's mad at somebody now. So, here, she's pulling out money? No.
But, yeah, she was looking at money, but she doesn't have enough money to make another call.
Oh, I see.
And there's someone in very nice shoes who's really stressed out.
Walking around the platform, and her hair is pulled back, and maybe this character's thinking, oh, maybe she could lend me a few coins.
Yeah, maybe she'll have a couple coins.
But, uh-oh. She's taking off her shoes and her jacket.
Ooh. Folding it nicely.
Yeah. I'm getting chills up my spine again. Oh, my God.
And it's her face.
On a different
emotional
person.
And the fact that she has no reaction, that she's seeing herself. Like...
Ugh.
And then hit by a train.
Yes. It's so, honestly, I think if you could watch this far, you will watch all 50 episodes of Orphan Black.
Most likely, yeah. Because you're just like, wait, someone who looks like this character that you have met for like 3 seconds just like killed herself in a really horrific manner. And the main character's like, oh, a nice purse. Yeah. She looked like she was well-to-do. Like, yeah, she had her stuff together. So, let's take that.
Oh, my. And there, in 2 minutes, is the seed of the entire five seasons.
And... then we get these gorgeous intros.
Yeah.
Now, which, in your first watch through, you have no idea what this is in regards to, like why it's doing what it's doing.
Yeah. Unless you look at that letter H and you say, oh, that looks familiar.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, DNA, but why?
They keep that intro throughout the entire series, FYI, in case you were worried.
Oh, good.
Kathy's watched up to all of season 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. Money.
Yes. Not green money.
No. Passport or something. Driver's
ID
license.
ID card.
Driver's license with a C. Elizabeth Childs, she says, is the name of the person who jumped off the... And she has 2 phones.
One fancy, one not. Keys.
Oh, my.
It's like, hey, this girl looks like me. Maybe I could be her.
Well, now she can afford a drink, which she would need several after that.
Yeah. My favorite character.
I know.
I love Felix.
Oh, my God. You look like crap. So adorable. Oh, I get it. He's a little blue.
Okay, so I love how we're just sitting here, like, just watching.
We can't help it.
I know, it's so good. So we learned that the person that she was trying to talk to was Kira, named Kira, is her daughter, and she wants to get her daughter.
Yeah, so great mom with the big bag of cocaine.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I don't think so either. Whoever Miss S is, I think she's awesome.
Right.
Yeah, so now she's showing Felix all the stuff. Here comes one of my favorite Felix lines ever. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's you with the dice.
Yeah. So they're foster sister and brother, if you haven't caught that.
It took me a little bit to get that figured out.
Yeah.
Officially.
Car. Ooh, is that the pink phone?
Nope.
No.
Fancy phone.
Fancy phone. Art. Who's art? Ooh. Honestly, if it'd been me, I'd be there for a few more drinks after that.
Yeah. But she also wants, she's really curious because she knows it's a nice address. She knows there's a car. She wants to know what else she can discover and get.
Oh, look, she has a run in her hose. Of course she does. I didn't notice that before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The little things you see when you actually watch it on TV instead of on your iPad all the time.
Right. And when you're paying attention to it, too. Yeah.
I love the blue, greenish blue of this set.
Yeah. It's very cold, very sterile, which is very much what fits with the character that you know of so far.
Yes.
And it's such a big contrast between the character that you've met that I don't think we've heard her name yet.
Oh, we haven't heard her name.
Yeah,
right.
So you kind of don't know who it is.
That's true. She's still a little bit of a mystery. Or yeah. She's a big mystery, but she's...
I wonder how many hoes they had to put that exact run in.
Squares. See you on Saturday. Okay.
Plus, she knows she can just steal beer.
Look how cute they are.
Aww.
Spoiler alert. Kathy loves Paul.
Yes.
Kathy loves him. Oh, here's Felix.
Only naked for a little bit.
No. Spoiler alert. You might see more of Felix, but in the future.
With the A-roll. That little puff of coke was a... What a waste.
There he is. Well. Toodles.
So we now finally know what her name was.
Yeah. That move.
Like hopping over the couch.
Hopping over the couch, that's brilliant.
That's hardcore. If you've ever tried to hop over a couch, you know it's not easy, and he did it so simple. I never noticed that that's the only
fridge. You love that
fridge.
Yeah. I remember that when we saw this the first time. You said, I love how he picks up the apple.
He's just like, oh, hey, can I have this?
Yeah.
Like, here, look. They're, so they obviously have friends, but...
Yeah. We're watching again.
I know. I know.
This is the best commentary track ever.
I love that she, like, 75,000 in savings because her credit cards were all maxed out.
Right.
She was trying to get into the computer, but of course she doesn't know the password.
Uh-oh, here goes the news.
The news found the baby. The person, not a baby.
My God, I'm like, there's a baby?
No baby. I don't know where my words are. I find it interesting that she cut out the, or she took out her braids. So I wonder if she showered.
I think she did. So she really hadn't been thinking about.
Yeah.
She hadn't been thinking about taking her place until she saw the.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So she has the braids in still. So now she's just watching how she moves, how she walks. Lots of meds.
Lots of meds.
It's a good thing she has long hair.
Yeah. She's like,
and she's got to work through the accent thing, too, because she has a very strong British accent. And so.
Look at all. I love this soundtrack, by the way, and I forget who does this song, but Live Fast, Die Well.
Yeah.
Wait, Live Fast. I've already forgot. Damn right with those shoes. Now, yes. She left the shoes on the platform, but of course, Beth had other shoes.
Well, yeah, she's going to have other black pumps.
But
I mean, it's
didn't
Beth.
You think that was interesting?
Yeah.
But she does look very colorless in this.
Well, I mean, her, Beth's wardrobe is very classic.
Okay.
Monochromatics. I'm very sad that Bobby doesn't have more place in the show, because she's a really good bartender.
Yeah, that's right. Also, a bar with a telephone.
Well, of course.
That's her name.
Yeah,
that's where we
so
find
we have
out.
Her name now.
Nope.
So she's going to take all of that money, all $74,500 now.
Yeah.
And, like, she wants all of the money.
Yeah. Oh, she demagnetized the card.
Yeah.
We learned that trick.
So she doesn't have the code or anything.
Here she goes.
Using
Beth.
Her flirts. Using her, like, smarts.
Yes, her street smarts.
Yes.
Yep. As we know, Stephen is in the long line. He's the beginning of a long line of dudes who are easily sucked in by Sarah's plans.
Charm. Yeah.
Oh,
well, save the buzz box.
Yeah. I love that. I think Beth is the closest voice to the actress's actual voice, because I saw her this week on the Canadian Screen Awards, and you should go watch her talk. It's really good. And I thought, she's not any of them, obviously, but the sound of her voice and the accent is closest to Beth's.
Yeah. All right, so we have another name, Elizabeth Childs, Allison Hendricks.
Katja Obringen. Katja.
She doesn't know what they are, but they got to be important to be in a safety deposit box.
Yeah. So, now, does she change clothes?
No.
Oh, that's, I see, it just looks different color. Yeah. That dress looks different in the lighting.
In the outside light.
Who's this?
So, there was a car blinking at her, and now there's another person. It's like, what's going on?
Well, we're laughing because we know, but
we know that,
and you know too,
yeah,
because you've watched this once, right?
Yeah, so you know that Beth is a cop,
and she doesn't know it yet, and
Sarah doesn't know that Beth is a cop. Through what?
Art. My fat ass. He doesn't have a fat ass. Not that it matters, but he's our favorite character in this, among the many favorite characters we have.
Yeah, like, do we have to have... We can't pick just one.
No.
They're like Pringles.
No, not happening.
Yeah.
Jeez. Gosh. When I first watched it, I was like, what shit? What does it mean?
What's going on?
I had no idea.
So she's figured out who was trying to call her, at least.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Oh, look,
another
who it
favorite
is.
Character. The morgue dude.
Morgue dude.
Who has reoccurring visits and is delightful.
Colin.
Colin. I can never remember his name.
Colin.
It's death.
I don't know what he means by that.
Always flirting.
Okay. Now, I know one of our listeners, Tim, lives right around the corner from this.
Yes, and they sent a picture. It was so exciting.
Yeah. And he says, yeah, I'm by the precinct. And I'm like, wow. Here we go. There's all these cops, and we don't know what the heck is going on.
Well, and Beth has been forced into Sarah has been forced into police stations before.
Yes.
Many times, I'm sure. And this is the first time that, like, people have kind of smiled.
Oh, look who it is.
Hmm.
Our not favorite person.
Our least favorite, or one of top five least favorite people.
Yeah, uh-oh.
She still has no clue what's going on and is nervous. And it's a good thing that, like, the situation is such that, like, she can be nervous and unsure.
Right.
And it all kind of works out that way, which is kind of nice.
Yeah. She's not surprised. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, she's obviously got a lot of experience in throwing people off.
Yeah, we know that she's a grifter.
But I could not pretend to be somebody, I don't care how much I look like them, for even an hour.
Well, you also haven't lived a life of crime.
You don't know about that.
I'm pretty positive that you are not.
Well, we'll just leave that there.
Yeah.
There's Felix is like, oh my, it really does look like Sarah, my sister.
Yeah.
And he had planned to just come in with his acting chops and go like, oh my God, and be done.
She keeps, yeah. He keeps looking, and he's speaking him. And flirting, and I'm surprised she wasn't more chopped up, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, that seemed pretty clean.
Yeah. And I mean, it has been cleaned
there
up.
There you go.
All right.
Life hacks from Orphan Black.
Yep. Oh.
We already know, wipe the credit card against the insulation of the refrigerator to demagnetize it. And now, chug some...
Hand soap.
Ugh. I'm sorry. Kathy's pregnant, you know, so...
My gag reflex was just, like, going off right there, which is weird.
Sorry. Just don't drink any...
Yeah, we're good. Colin's so crushing, so hard.
Yeah.
So cute.
That was Felix.
Very Felix. I love that he wasn't the one to initiate the flirting, though. That's the part that was really amusing.
Yeah. All right.
Boardroom? Of a police station. I don't know.
Whatever. This is where Kathy and my expert knowledge of police procedures from watching endless hours of Law and Order, as well as other things, gets in the way of talking about Orphan Black, because we have often gone off on a tangent.
So many tangents.
About evidence and...
And yeah, vomit. Don't look. I'm not watching.
Close your eyes if you don't want to watch this. That applies to everybody.
Yeah.
You, me, and the audience.
Yeah, we're back.
Art.
I love Art.
He's adorable.
Such an attitude. I love the relationship. Thankfully, the nerves are on point for the character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's possible to have that nervousness going. Yeah.
Okay.
And now the fancy painting. Ooh.
Yeah, so Felix is actually a great artist. Oh, no, there's Vic the Dick.
And Felix has to get into character.
Ooh.
What now?
Acting.
Yeah.
Thank you. Sarah. Oh, I love Vic.
I know.
I didn't love him at this point, though. So,
right.
Audience, like, don't worry. If you don't like him now, that's okay.
It's okay to hate him.
Uh-oh. And Vic would be right.
Yes, but... Now, not only does Felix get to see Colin again.
Oh, Vic.
Vic.
Look at how beautiful Felix's hair is. I know.
It's so perfect.
So, it's like blue, black, dark.
Yeah, like Raven's wings.
So
she's now with a psychiatrist, and yeah. It's just like...
Churchgoer, they called Maggie Chen.
Yes.
Oh, that's putting it mildly.
Very mildly.
Save for future reference.
Yes. She's trying to, like...
You're on leave.
Ugh.
gonna remember that line.
I don't either. Thank goodness she went to the house and saw that thing and knows where he is. And like, this is the first episode or the first part that like has the artistic camera work.
Right.
Which is something that like it reappears every so often, different artistic ways that still manages to like be a very specific idea of like the view of the show.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Tilt shifting.
Yeah. I love that shot of the apartment.
Yeah.
Is that true? Yes, what is it? Yeah. She looks like
you. Looks exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
And for someone that has, like, no knowledge of her family, like, she finds her twin. Or so we think.
I'd jump in front of train two. Not Kathy.
Nope.
Not Kathy.
Nope, I would not.
She would drag him onto a train and go off into the sunset with him.
Yeah. I more appreciate less stressful relationships, though, because obviously Sarah's boyfriend type is slightly problematic.
Yeah. Oh, actually, so it was Sarah's birthday yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't, if we weren't watching this live, I would have paused it to see what the other birthdays are. So we can get everybody's birthday.
Well, they're all within a month. And mine is two. So maybe I'm one too.
I think you are.
Ooh.
Well, you're definitely one of the other other identical Sarahs.
Yeah.
Just not, you're not Sarah.
No.
And I'm not Sarah. We both know who we are in this
yes,
show.
Yes, we do.
Going forward.
We're not Beth either.
No. I want to be Felix.
Yes.
No, actually, I don't think I could handle his social life.
No, it sounds like a lot of extra work to plan it out. Yeah. Like, to schedule it appropriately.
I love that underwear.
Yeah.
Oh, is this where we get the...
Yes, this is Happy Fun Times.
Oh my gosh, I forgot. We're watching this together in the same room with all these people listening to us, and now I'm going to blush.
Doors
the opening,
unlocked.
And we thought, uh-oh.
She can't hide.
There's your boy. I love her t-shirt.
Yeah.
I had that t-shirt. The Clash Rock.
But yeah, you don't. Yeah, this is going to be a harder con.
Is Felix in the apartment now?
I think so.
Is this okay?
No. I don't remember. Yeah. Oh.
This is where Felix...
Yeah, because he watches it from the other room.
What's going to happen? What's going to happen?
The equal opportunity.
That's what I... Yes. In our first episode, I said this is an equal opportunity but situation.
Yes.
Because, of course, most shows would, of course, show you the female butt.
Yeah.
But we get to see Paul's too. Yeah. Spoiler alert. Don't hang up. Don't stop watching now.
Right. Now is not the time you want to stop watching.
Something's different.
Yep.
That.
And it's funny because this, like, is the first time you really see how little she is.
Yeah.
Because she's definitely on a box right there, like, to get up high enough.
That table looks really dangerous for what they're doing.
Yeah. Although it is supported by the island on the other side.
Right, but it has corners, like...
Well, yeah, you're not gonna, like, on the corner.
Well...
Necessarily.
Not necessarily, but if you're not paying attention.
Right.
But we're paying total attention right now.
Yep.
What is she doing?
She's so nervous.
Oh, I like that, how it went screen to black, but so, audio continuing.
Yeah. She's
Felix,
like,
is not there.
No, it's the next
That's another scene.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
The next time.
Paul and Sarah might do it again. Again? Oh, it's... There's so much Vic in this episode. I forgot.
Yeah. And he's so emotional.
Nice kimono. Didn't you give Felix a kimono for Secret Santa?
Yes. I think so.
Yeah, I think you did. We did a Secret Santa episode around Christmas time where we drew names of characters and then we... each decided what we would get them if they were actually friends of ours.
Yeah.
So go check out that episode. It says Secret Santa in the title.
It's so emotional.
I know. Okay, Vic. What is he doing?
I think his nose is bleeding.
Oh.
Because he got it beaten up.
There's
another butt.
You need a shower
and a Xanax.
First of all, you need a shower and a Xanax.
All right, so Sarah is very obviously not wearing her own clothes.
No, because they're clean and not ripped.
And classic styling.
Money. That was a great face.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, crap.
Crap, I'm caught.
Now, that sounded a little bit like one of our other favorite
characters. I know. I've been noticing a couple little moments of that type of thing, like, where it's very much a different character.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really see the other one.
Mm-mm.
But I think it's because it's the very basic...
Oh, I got up for the gym.
Yeah, where are her cars? Always check the thing. Oh, no.
Oh, he's adorable. He really wants to kiss her again.
I love that she has the briefcase and her purse and the bag with her stuff in it.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for car beeping.
Yeah. Ooh, Jaguar. And
a fancy, fancy car.
So she's happy she gets to drive this car.
Yeah, except
somebody's watching.
Oh, it's Art. Oh, it's just art. It's not the other black car that was blanking at her.
We'll see that person soon, I think. But I was going to say about the accents and the delivery, you know, like sort of voices. Being a little bit, you know, wavery. It's part of it is... this is episode one. I mean, by episode three or four, they're very dialed in.
Yes. Yeah. No, she's definitely still developing.
Steven, member of the, what do we call it? In the club. Wow. Money. I've never had big stacks of money like that. Have you?
Yeah. I, you know, every so often I kind of want to go and like, just, can I just hold?
Hold like, my money.
Hold the money that's in my bank account.
Yeah. Probably not. They probably frown on that at the bank.
Probably. Although they might understand if you ask nicely enough.
If you offer to sponsor their fun run.
Right.
Maybe they would go for it. He's looking at her like, what happened to that policewoman that right? I opened the account for? She doesn't seem quite as like.
Together.
She seems a little grifty.
Just a little bit. But you also don't expect it to be someone else, like another person, necessarily.
Oh, nice shot.
I forgot about that. Guy in the steam bath, just hanging out outside smoking in a towel.
Art watching. Down comes the garage door. So that, yeah, we don't get to see that external shot of Felix's place very often after this. That's the nicest graffiti.
Yeah.
All right. This is where you and I said she left the money in her trunk.
Right.
Because we wouldn't even leave our computer in a trunk.
No.
Anytime, but certainly not in like a graffiti back alley.
Yeah, not almost $75,000.
Not even $100.
No, not in this neighborhood.
Nice coat, though.
Yeah, it is. But especially for someone that is like the great little party planners. But like for someone that is very much a thief, yes. Like I love that they got an urn. All these people coming out to party.
Nice scarf, Felix.
Of course
it's all based on facts. This is a great Vic scene. Oh, yeah. I think we're pretty close to the end of this episode.
Maybe. But, like, I love that. I love that Felix very obviously doesn't care.
Yeah.
So fancy. I like that coat that he's wearing too. And I love that, like, nobody's paying attention to him.
No.
They're trying so hard to listen to Vic talking. When I'm still blown
finally, Vic.
By the money,
yeah.
Just leaving it in. And oh no, there's a car.
Mrs. S.
Who is Mrs. S?
Uh oh.
Only the fantastic Maria Doyle Kennedy.
And the fantastic.
And the absolutely adorable
Kira. We love Kira. Uh oh. Now Sarah's crying.
Yeah. Because she can't take her baby if they think that she's dead.
Yeah, they didn't think that part through.
No. But they also didn't expect Mrs. S to know, to learn that she was dead.
Yeah. Yeah, we love Mrs. S.S. Kathy.
Love her so much.
Oh, my God.
Is there someone in the car? So it's a very terrible haircut.
Yeah.
Coughing, and she has the pink phone.
Yeah.
I do like her coat, though. It's fuzzy.
I think that coat's about to get ruined.
Just a little bit.
So, people who don't like scary things, I actually close my eyes right now.
Yeah.
I can hear it fine.
Yeah. I know it's coming, and I'm still like...
You got your eyes open?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's the riddle. You're not Beth. Well, it happened. I can hear that.
Yep.
Drive. Drive.
Get out of there. Go, 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 go.
I thought right there for a second she was getting out of phone. I was like, no, just
no.
Get out first. Phone call later.
Don't call 911. I don't think that's going to work. I don't think that'll help. Fancy driving.
Yeah.
But you got to get out of there. I know, that poor car. That's never going to come out of the seats.
Oh, yeah, because we know that really well.
Yeah.
We watch Law and Order.
Yes, we do.
Actually, now I watch Forensic Files. Don't get me started.
Yeah, we're not going to.
We're not talking about blood spatter.
So she finally has seen that there's another phone, just like the one that Beth had. It's pink, and it's ringing. And now hers is ringing.
Hers is ringing, yes.
So something's going on. Phoning and driving. And that's it. That's the end. Like, how are you even supposed to, like...
No, keep going. Oh, right. You don't want to watch the... But we've seen the whole thing.
Well, I know, but we don't need to watch another episode.
No, but we could watch the credits. Like, what about all these people never get any credit? We could... No.
Okay, good, because I was about ready to have a conversation.
Yeah. Yes. So, oh my God, we watched it again together.
I know, that was so good in the same place. Let's take a selfie while we're recording.
Okay.
So people, like, this meta-ness.
So fun.
Yay.
We'll have to do this again for maybe next year's members drive. There'll be an episode that makes sense to do this again.
To do this, yeah.
But...
If not, we could do episode 2.
Oh, I know.
You know what episode? Well, don't tell me.
I'm not going to tell you what's happening in it. But I believe... So how many weeks are in a year? 52.
Yeah.
By this time next year, we have to be done.
We might be.
The whole... I mean, unless, you know...
Who knows what happens? Yeah, let's
but
not...
But doing a commentary track for the final episode would be awesome. Fun.
That would be really cool.
And we have to watch it together anyway.
Right.
So we could watch it. No, we won't do it.
No, we
live.
Won't do it just the.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll have to watch it separately no matter
and
what.
Do our,
and do our regular podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. So now you got a peek behind the curtain at the Sestercast production headquarters.
Yes. And we hope that you enjoy listening to us. Mostly occasionally talk about it.
Yes.
There's definitely bits that it was hard to remember. Oh, yeah, we're recording a podcast during this, too.
Right, we're not actually just sitting here and watching it, because we got pretty sucked in. It's hard not to, and we love the show so much.
It's so good.
I think I've watched this episode at least 6 times now. I stopped counting after, like, 2 or 3.
Wow.
And every time I say, oh, I'm just going to watch the beginning.
Right. And then you're like, oh, no, I have to watch at least two more.
There goes poor Katya Ovingen, shot in the head again.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Man. Such a good show. I've really enjoyed, especially how I'm watching this through. So being able to talk about each episode and really concentrate on what's happening has been really a really fun journey, and it's been enjoyable for sure.
Well, thank you for coming over, Sestra Kathy.
Thank you for hosting, Sestra Jean.
We will see you on the regular podcast. Come join us. It's SestraCast on the Incomparable Network. And pretty soon we're going to be starting season 3.
Yes.
Episode 1. And I can't wait because the season 2 finale was a killer.
Yeah. It was intense.
So many questions we need to get
so
answered.
So many questions. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you want to find us, we are on Twitter, of course. At SestraCast is the show. I am at Mrs. Soup and Jean is at Mac Genie. And we thank you again for being a member.